Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These are my two main update guys. They were with the 2 decades Dog and I worked together. They have been since Dog left. On my far right, Mink has been with me since day one. So there's John Minko. Since 1993, is it 93? 93, Bob Usler, Mr. Met, has been the other. So here they are, and Bob's out of his... Mink's been getting dental work for like a month, so he's never work anymore. Usler's off his sick bed. Now, what's been wrong with you?
I just got hit by a summer cold.
All right.
I got laid out.
So I think it's the Mets playing the way they are that's got you the way you are right now.
And that's not been making me feel any better.
Right. I mean, that season is long over. But listen, Mink, talk to me about 30 years of FAN.
Well, obviously, it's been a long time. I think there are two key anniversaries. I think, obviously, one we're celebrating right now because it's the one we are celebrating right now. And the first anniversary, I think, is the most important. And I think the third anniversary of the station are very, very important historically. The first one, because in May of 88, there was serious, and I mean serious, talk, because I was told that they were going to change formats.
They were. They told me the same thing.
And, and I helped talk them out of it.
And they obviously Imus coming aboard, and Imus will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour today, so he will be with me at 5. But the day they got Imus was, obviously changed things dramatically. How did you get to the Fan?
Well, I got here on an audition, actually. I was working in Connecticut radio for many years, did UConn basketball, do Fairfield basketball to this day. I've been a Fan listener since, well, I worked at Milford High Line. Remember right. Milford High Line? And right. I was in the office on July 1st.
Dog and I made an appearance at Milford High Line.
I was part of that.
Right.
And July 1st, 1987, in my office, 3 p.m., listening to the station. So I've always been, even though I haven't been here since day one, I've been a Fan guy since day one. And I sent a tape to Eric Spitz, who brought me in, kind of went through a training session, and then Mark Chernoff came on in, I believe, March of 1993, and Eric said he's going to be making some decisions as far as personnel is concerned. So I was actually one of Mark's first hires.
Interesting.
I was that's one of his first anchors that he brought on.
And Mink, as came with the furniture, as a matter of fact, he was actually one of the first guys ever in the building. So he goes back all the way and has been with me every up. You have to answer this. Were you the update guy, the first Mike and the Mad Dog show? Were you the update guy?
Yes, I was.
On September 5th?
The last Mike and the Mad Dog, first Mike and the Mad Dog show, and the last Pete Franklin show.
And the last Pete Franklin show. So so Mink's been doing it. These have been my two update guys all this time. And what's the biggest surprise about FAN to you? What's been the biggest surprise over 30 years?
You know what? When you look back at day number one, we were not only, we were the first. And at that time, the way things have evolved, we were the only. And you consider what it is to now in this country, and even now with podcasts and everything digital, to think that we were the only all sports radio station is kind of staggering.
And Bob, how about you? You're a guy who's been around broadcasting. You teach it. You've taught courses in college. You've done all this stuff. How about you?
I think the thing that strikes me most about the Fan is that it has given birth to an industry yet maintained the standard, meaning where you've had so many different sports formats really have been born as a result of the Fan coming into existence and have gone in different directions. The Fan has always maintained a certain gold level excellence.
And as Sports Illustrated called us, the gold standard, which we've kind of always been, or the home office, whatever anybody wants to say. We were the first guys. When you're first, it makes a difference. It does.
Yeah, plus the reach of the station
is enormous.
Amazing.
It is.
You talk to people. I've been down in Washington, D.C., for instance, and there was a maitre d' in a restaurant who actually knew who I was because he listened to the Fan down in D.C. It's just a powerful reach, a powerful voice, and I, for one, am grateful to be a long-time part of it.
Well, these guys will be with me throughout the whole day, so my two main update guys. So thanks, guys. Good to see
you.
You both get out of sick bed to do this today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.